Hello everybody and welcome to the Qatar Case. We are
Alessandro Ravina
and Tadeo Carrera.
Today we will be talking about slavery in Qatar 2022. First, we will introduce you to Qatar and the World Cup.
The World Cup is a football competition that is held every 4 years. It is a competition between countries to see which country has the best football team in the world. Every 4 years, the countries that want to host the competition in their country need to apply. Then, the FIFA is in charge of evaluating the country and their situation, and finally decide which country gets to host the next competition.
Qatar is a country situated in the southwest of Asia. It is very near to the United Arab Emirates, and it has also the biggest GDP per capita in the whole world.
There has been made lots of accusations for corruption related to how did Qatar won the election to host the event. On 27th May 2015, Swiss federal prosecutors opened an investigation into corruption and money laundering related to the awarding of the 2022 World Cup to Qatar.
On the 6th of 2018, a FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, affirmed that Qatar had cheated to win the host of the World Cup by bribing the electors. Also, it has been accused for using foreign workers involved in preparation for the World Cup. They make them work like slaves.
Qatar is currently using workers like slaves to build their stadiums. Most of the workers are from other countries. They are tricked and told their wage is going to be bigger than it real is. When they enter to Qatar, they confiscate their passports so that they cannot escape out of the country. They work in horrible conditions. They treat them as slaves, making them work for more than the permitted working hours in Qatar. They work approximately between 10 and 12 hours a day with a miserable and unfair wage of $40 a week. This is illegal due to, in Qatar, the maximum of hours a worker can work is 6 to 8 hours a day.
They also are not allowed to quit and don't have access to water and food for long hours. Another thing is that they are forced to work with the burning sun. Also, the workers have their identity papers taken away. It is estimated that approximately 1,200 workers died due to lack of safety and other causes. They are not treated as they should. They are also humans, so they should be treated like one.
There are approximately 1.9 million migrants and 500,000 Qatari workers currently working in the construction of the stadiums. In total, this is 2.4 million foreign workers working in miserable conditions.
Now you know more about how was Qatar elected to host the World Cup and how they are using workers like slaves to build their stadiums.
Slavery is one of the worst things in the world. That is why we wanted you to be aware of what is happening in this horrible situation.
This is all we have for today. We hope you enjoy it.
Remember to tune in next episode to discover more about Qatar, including the best restaurants, hotels, touristic places to visit, and much more. See you!